Good afternoon. This is Mark Gould with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 27th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 8.5 cents at 674.75. March wheat down 1.5 cents, 774.5, and March beans up 4.5 cents at 1489. A wild day in the beans. We opened up about 10 cents higher. Ran up another 27, 28 cents in the first 15, 20 minutes, and then broke as much as 37 and 3/4 cents off the highs. We traded within 0.5 cent of trading lower on the day. The Jan contract actually did trade a half lower, but pretty wild day, you know, up to 37 higher and then breaking 37 down. I mean, it's just fairly unprecedented. I think we were higher early because of the weather in Argentina. The fact that the Chinese took off these restrictions, I think the Chinese news is bad news for the markets ultimately. The Chinese have got COVID running rampant. They're going to open their borders. People are going to get sick all over the world again. And I don't see that this is going to help the Chinese economy one bit. Stock market, which was up about 150, 200 points at one point, is only up 50 right now. The S&P is down 14 points, but it's on a 20-point rally. The NASDAQ's down 150. It's up about 30 points from its lows. But the bean oil was strong, up 174. The crude oil was higher all day, but it wound up finishing 3 cents lower at 79.53. That late break in the crude oil, I think, is going to put pressure on bean oil overnight. I'd be very surprised if we didn't see a turnaround Tuesday on Wednesday tomorrow with wheat higher and corn and beans lower. The weather in Argentina, they did have some rains, but not enough. Our weather here, we're going to be warming up dramatically over the next 2 or 3 days. Chicago is going to hit 52, I think, on Thursday or Friday. All this snow that we've accumulated in the last week, week and a half, it's going to melt around the country. It'll certainly bring some moisture to the needed areas in wheat, but it's also going to leave the crop vulnerable to another winter kill unless we get a good snowfall on top of it. So things are a little bit mixed. Kansas City closed a little bit higher, 4.5 cents higher on some possible damage, but obviously the market not too concerned with it for the time being. Wheat couldn't hold the gains, gave it back late here. You would think with the war in Ukraine heating up, I think that was part of why corn was so strong today. It got right up to within 1 cent of the really solid resistance up here. Really didn't back off much, closed 1 cent under its highs. So it was a good day in the corn, maybe because of the Ukrainian situation, but it certainly didn't help the wheat. So it was kind of a mixed day out here. We've got the short week. We've got a lot of traders gone. And this increased volatility, I think, is a lack of traders out there as much as anything else. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.